Hi, my name is Aisha Hirsi.
And I'm Sammy Liebert.
We are here, a part of 360's Journalism 2022 Radio Camp, sponsored by NPR News. Today we are talking about Ruben Kido Stately, whose Dakota tribal name is Mazadidi. He is a 22-year-old recording artist under the name Kido. Mazadidi recently graduated from Augsburg University.
Mazadidi conveys himself as an individual devoted to representing youth mind through his music in a time that requires the next generation to question the native narrative we grew up in.
I think native kids need to see you do something. No matter what it is, they just need to see you do it and do it well. And, you know, be a role model. I watched someone else do it when I was 11 years old, and I could do that. I want to do that, and then I did. So, you know, I think that's really cool. And music, too, like, I appeal to not just Native people, and I intend to appeal to not just Native people. Being a Native kid anywhere is, like, difficult. And I think that I basically feel like I validate other Indigenous stories by sharing my own. I validate that, yeah, our lives are hard, even if we're in the cities.
The importance of dedicating oneself to learning the Dakota language serve as pillars for Mazadidi.
Similarly, treating those as you wish to be treated stand as great values to Mazadidi.
Dakota language alone, if their kids learn their language, they can undo harmful things that happened, colonialism that happened here. To me, being a Dakota is about being a person of your word. I think being a Dakota is about being generous and giving, but you give away your best.
A single lyric can alter the mind, can produce scenarios, beliefs, and most of all, questions. For Mazadidi, triggering this response in his audience is a vital part of his tracks.
They'll be hit with this truth that I say, and they'll be like, why did he say that? And they'll have to sit with it and figure it out. Why is that real to me? Why is that true to me? Why is that real to people I grew up with? I really intend for people to hear the truth, and whatever it makes them feel like, they'll sit with it or have to pick it apart themselves.
Through speaking to Mazadidi, we learned the importance of using your own voice to alter the native narrative.
As youth, we have the power to change the current lacking representation of Indigenous people and lead the way for an active, conscious future.